When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the pat-down. My ass is back home, and I'm here with Dion, Chris, Kate, and her husband. And what the fuck are we talking about today? Oh, my birthday party. A cake that, my birthday cake that have a passport now. Thanks to Queesh.
This may be the craziest story on the show. What?
Anything Queesh should do is fucking crazy.
It's just, nobody has ever lived life harder
than Queesh.
Yep.
I think she had a rougher life than me. Stay tuned after the fucking music and see how my cake got pregnant.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat's true, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it. But the ugly, turn it up,
see your own side.
It's always the best stuff you can't talk about.
Yeah, I wish we could, but we can't. God damn.
The bullshit we can't do, get to your fucking house.
Yeah.
I had to go in the back way. Felt like Batman sneaking in the Batcave. Following these two motherfuckers. Like, why are they driving so fast?
It was another entrance that night. Well, I just got home and I didn't know. I said, what the fuck is going on? And so I come, I said, why they tearing our fucking road up like this? And get my husband's like, well, they got a new elementary school that the kids are going to. And I'm like, why the fuck we need a new elementary school? We literally got five fucking elementary schools. How much motherfucking teaching? Why the fuck we need five elementary schools? White people in Plainfield, stop having kids. Who the fuck got five elementary motherfucking school in one community?
This is one of the best school systems in the entire state.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you do. That's why you live here.
No. No, I don't. I mean, five motherfucking elementary school? Now they got one in walking distance. I didn't even know that school was down there. My husband say, you didn't know about the new school? Nigga, what new school? I don't read about what going
you
on.
You
got to
go get
community.
Registered.
Yeah, they're just going to throw the kids over there.
Yeah.
No, I was felons shocked. Within 500 feet.
And then I rolled down there. It's a beautiful motherfucking elementary school, but we literally got five motherfucking elementary school in Plainfield.
Yep.
That is fucking crazy.
Full of mixed kids.
I don't know about that now, but can y'all slow down the fucking in Plainfield? Because, I mean, this
ain't
is...
Ain't shit else to do out here.
You ain't lying. I was just telling somebody that. I was at the store, and I was at the bank, and I was like... And the guy... I was talking to the guy, and he was like, you just got back? And I said, nigga, I'm trying to leave again. It's boring as fuck. He's like, it's nothing to do but eat, and he's fat. So, of course, he was going to tell me that. And I was like, it is boring than a motherfucker out here, and I'm getting the fuck on. I'm tired of eating at Applebee's. Who the fuck want them motherfucking frozen ribs at Applebee's? Baby back my ass. Ain't nothing baby back about Applebee's ribs. I'm getting the fuck up out of here.
There's Chili's. Chili's is Chili's? Way better than Applebee's, but there's nothing better than Chili or Applebee's.
No, you shut your motherfucking white trash talking ass up. White trash food. But all right, it's boring as fuck, and I'm not eating this bullshit. I'm ready to go. And he went on to tell me he had never flown before. I was like, you never flown before? I said, you know that they say that's, you know, you the black folks have never flown before. Right. We stay the fuck off boats and planes. So I was really shocked. But I walk in the bank today. Oh, I didn't tell y'all this because I haven't seen y'all. So my birthday passed, right?
Yeah.
The bank sent me fucking flowers.
Again?
Oh, did I tell you about that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the bank sent me fly. So I walked in the day.
It was for your birthday? I thought it was for the deposits.
Yeah. No.
I was going to say, this bank really do love your ass.
No, I walked in the day and they say, did you like the flower? I said, yeah, but y'all didn't charge me for them, did it? Because I had to ask them again. She's like, no, we didn't charge. We just appreciate you. I'm like, for what, bitch? I don't work here. What the fuck you appreciate me for?
Raise your hand if you've ever been sent flowers or anything by your bank other than a checkbook that you paid for. No, no, four to one.
I don't got that kind of money, but I guess my little bank liked me. I don't fucking know.
They know what's coming.
That's what my husband said.
Yeah.
We can butter her up with some flowers.
I don't know.
Small town bank, right? Like it's a
very small.
Yeah, and so your cash deposits will feed many other families. So they don't want you going to Chase.
That reminds me of a video I saw Ryan Davis do about a dude who was working security for the bank, and he was stealing money, and he would take the money and then post pictures. This nigga bought this nigga went and bought a fucking brand new Mercedes Benz.
I think that's a black dude.
Yeah.
I saw that stupid fuck.
He was taking pictures with the money to his ear like it was
he was cleaning at night those big banks too, like safe deposit boxes and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's stupid.
So he
motherfucker.
He had just boatloads of cash, like, yeah, I'm what does it say? The grind never stopped. Or he had a shirt on that said something like can't be broke or some dumb shit.
Yeah,
I used to clean banks in high school. My dad ran a janitorial company. I don't know how he got to the money, but they'd leave the cash.
He was doing something.
He was working on the books.
So, okay,
he had
gotcha.
Did this over like 6 or 7 months where he was stealing money.
Okay.
But his dumbass was taking pictures and buying shit.
No, he was putting it on Facebook, acting like he was a gangster rapper. But he was stealing the fucking money. Come to find out, he was stealing it from his goddamn job.
If they notice money missing, that's the first person they're going to look at.
Stupid mom. He's a fucking idiot. But, you know, sometimes black folks, your flashiness will get you in fucking trouble.
It always gets you in trouble. That's how they got Frank Lucas.
I know. Went to that one motherfucking, listened to that motherfucking Hispanic wife he had, the beautiful
bought
wife.
Bought him that
said,
fucking
let's go to the boxing match. And they didn't even know who the fuck Frank Lucas was. He went to that boxing match. They was like, who the fuck is this nigga sitting with everybody? All this time, they thought everybody else was a big time drug dealer in a mink coat. If a mink coat don't, if that rat on a nigga back don't get him caught, them rats always get a nigga caught. And that's the first thing a nigga go get by a fucking mink coat. Nigga, stay the fuck out them hot ass rats. That shit, Joy, I saw my niece yesterday.
He had to hat the match.
He showed in. I saw my niece the other day. She take pictures in the same place on her porch. Every fucking outfit she buy, she take a picture in Texas. She take the same pose every fucking weekend when she about to go out. And the other day she had on a fucking mink coat. And it probably wasn't real, but I'm like, bitch, why do you have a mink coat on in Texas? You in fucking Texas, bitch. You are literally trying to have a goddamn heat stroke.
They pipes froze not too long ago.
Yeah, right.
Still dealing with that shit.
Let's take a quick break real quick. Ms. Pat got a phone call. So you haven't gotten yourself cleaned out yet?
No, I'm going for, what is it called, colonoscopy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, fucking around. I hope I lose 10 pounds.
That's a lot of shit.
How much is in there?
I don't know, but I hope I lose some weight, and I hope
please
I ain't got no pops.
Walk around with 10 pounds of shit.
What are you, Elvis?
I don't know. I talk enough shit to have 10 pounds of shit up in me. If that ain't the truth. So did y'all see my surprise birthday party?
Yes,
gave me?
It was so cool.
It was, you know what? I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting, because, you know, Quisha is the most non-planned and last-minute motherfucker. Quisha will put together a motherfucking hooray in 2 seconds, and everything be falling out the end of that motherfucker. I hate how she playing. So I didn't even know about it.
You're saying she doesn't think ahead?
No, she don't think ahead. No, she's like, hey, we're going on a vacation. Where you going? I don't know. Kids, get in the bus. We gone. I'm like, this bitch, you just waste money because you didn't fucking plan. I cuss out all the time about that. So make a long story short, I didn't even know about the party. I'm talking to Young Jack Thriller. And this motherfucker said, yeah, I'm coming to your birthday party. I'm like, what birthday party?
That nigga
man.
Yeah, this fucker told me. And I was like,
snitching.
He's like, and I was like, I'm not having a birthday party. What are you talking about? But it really didn't tell me anything because I know Quisha. Quisha literally fucking planned everything and don't follow through with them. So let me tell you what happened. We was over in my first gig back. Where did I go?
Pennsylvania.
So she bought me this cake that looked like my Fendi purse, right? Mm. And I said, this fucking cake.
This was on stage when they delivered it.
Yeah, they delivered the cake on stage. If y'all want to go see the Instagram video. So I said, Quisha, okay, I don't know why the fuck you buy me a cake. I don't fucking eat cake, but it's a nice, pretty cake. It looked just like my purse. So at the end, I said, throw the cake in the trash. She said, bitch, I pay $800 for this cake. I said, why would you buy a cake? And we in Pennsylvania, bitch. Why would you buy $800 cake? What? Ain't nobody here to eat this goddamn cake.
Give it to the audience.
Yes. So let me tell you what she did. I know what she had planned. She put this cake in a U-Haul box and flew it from I'm not lying to you.
Nigga, she called me and told me this story. No, I was,
no, listen.
It's like when George Costanza finds Sia Clare on top of the trash.
No, she put this cake in a U-Haul box, flew this cake from Pennsylvania all the way to L.A. because I had to go do a gig with Too Short. All the way to L.A. I said, Quisha, you still got this motherfucking cake? This cake done went to TSA. We in L.A. for 2 days now, and she don't give a fuck who refrigerator she stick this motherfucking cake in. At the hotel, the cake is in the refrigerator. So for 2 days, we leave L.A., and where do we go?
You went to...
I went to another gig.
Utah. No, you just came back from Utah.
I just came back from Utah.
Where did you go? Connecticut.
Went to Connecticut. This bitch flew the cake to Connecticut. And so I said, you still got this motherfucking cake.
And nobody had cut into it.
Nobody cut into it. By this time, the handle started falling off the cake.
Right.
So I'm like, Quisha, throw the fucking cake away. I'm like, why do you keep this fucking cake with you? I pay $800 for this cake. I'm like, bitch, nobody's going to eat this fucking cake. Not knowing why she holding on to the cake. Y'all.
So even after that many days.
That motherfucker held up.
You know how much planning that took?
No.
Mail a cake
this,
my life.
This is the fourth flight. We don't. Then we fly back to Atlanta, right?
Is she checking it or is she having it checked?
No, she's going through the TSA with it. And then they tried to put it up top. She's like, no, this fucking cake can't go up top. You're going to fuck it up. So they done put this cake in all type of fucking closet and everything on Delta. So I'm like, why is this
cake
bitch
got frequent flyer miles?
This cake took four flights. I'm not lying. Before we made it back to Atlanta, it went to TSA. No, fuck that.
She was earning flight points.
Fuck this. No, fuck this. The cake was made in New York.
Yeah.
So we took the cake from New York to Pennsylvania, right? They brought the cake to Pennsylvania, and we went back to New York in a car. Then the cake went to the doctor with me inside in the back of the car in the heat. And she called me, said, the fucking cake is in the car. Turn the goddamn air conditioner off. And I'm like, Quisha, you didn't throw the cake away yet. So I know it. I said, why is this bitch holding on to this cake? So when I walk into the party, right, mind you, the cake done took four flights, done been in six refrigerators, in a fucking U-Haul box.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard on this podcast.
I'm not lying. So I'm not fucking lying. Am I lying to him? This cake, it started off in New York. Some cake baking lady was on a show, and she paid $800 for the cake. The cake took four flights. Went to California, Connecticut. It went to Pennsylvania. Went to New York. It went to Atlanta. It landed in Atlanta. So then it went to the doctor with me because she left it in the fucking car. So I went to the doctor. She called me. Oh, my God. The cake is in the back of the car. It's 90 degrees. I said, what the fuck is a cake? You didn't throw the goddamn cake away yet. So I had to run outside in at the doctor's office. Get the motherfucking cake.
You see Ms. Pat in the gown?
With her ass hanging out the back. With those grippy socks. Hey, do you have those leftover? Yeah, I could use them.
And get this motherfucking cake in the U-Haul box that's burning the fuck up. Put a fan on it to cool the cake down. Not knowing why this bitch is holding on to this fucking cake. So I cool the cake down.
Nobody's ever been treated this well.
The cake handle is falling off.
The cake in the car like a kid. Oh, you gonna kill my cake? You gonna kill my cake? Roll the window down.
Crack a window.
Good Samaritan, please bust the window. There's a cake in the back.
So
the cake got points.
So I called Quisha. I said, bitch, The handle is mepping. Why don't you just throw the fucking cake away? I ain't throw my cake away. I made $800. I paid $800 for this cake. I said, why is this bitch holding on to the cake? So then she tell me, she said, well, you know about the party. Just act like you don't know about the party. So I didn't really know it was a party. I thought it was just me. And then I called my girlfriend. I said, well, y'all just come have some drinks with us. And nobody's answering the phone. I said, well, these old bitches don't went to sleep, right? I said, these old assholes don't fell asleep on me. Fuck them. So I said, just be me and Quisha and Cortland and we go sit down. And then all of a sudden I see Cortland walking over the bag. I said, oh, well, he bought me some. We just gonna sit out. And I opened the fucking door and everybody's in there. And I was like, holy shit. I was actually blown away. Was and then
the,
I look over
did they
over
rent
there.
The whole restaurant?
She rented the whole fucking restaurant
out. It was
full. It was like 150 people on a Tuesday fucking night.
Yeah.
And I look over to the right and there's Debbie fucking Allen.
Aww.
I was like, where the fuck you get Debbie Allen from on a Tuesday night in Atlanta? I knew she was there.
She was inside the cake. She'd just been flying with you. Just surprised.
And so everybody dropping through. The guy was just in a couple actions dropped through. And what really shocked me, because I had been talking to Jordan all day on the phone, and I couldn't get Jordan to answer the phone. And now he's like, and we finally answered the phone. And I was like, what are you doing? I was like, and we were just talking. And I was like, what? And I'm trying to FaceTime, but he won't answer the FaceTime, not knowing that he's in fucking Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and I'm talking to him. I'm like, man, Quisha, get on my fucking nerve, this fake ass birthday party. I just want to go ahead and fucking eat and go home. Cause I wasn't even going to go. Cause she's like, you need to dress up. I say, bitch, I don't got no dress up clothes, right? And I wasn't gonna go. She's like, come on, let me do your hair. So they slapped me on some makeup and shit. And I was
could
like,
you imagine if she pulled the, like, I'm not going. Oh, that would have been horrible.
Yeah,
because
she ended
waiting.
Up spending a shit ton of money for this party, written out everything. And so, make a long
you
story
get
short.
No new cake money.
Make a long story short, I walk in and Debbie Allen, every fucking body in there. And so, and people just, Jordan walked in and I couldn't fucking believe it. Because I'm trying to FaceTime him and I'm like, this bitch got me at this fake ass birthday party. I'm ready to go home and go to fucking sleep. This bitch got this goddamn cake and I'm pissed off. We've been riding with this motherfucking cake for 5 days now. And I'm just bidding to Jordan about this goddamn cake she got in this U-Haul box. And he's like, oh girl, okay. And all of a sudden, as I walk in the party, I'm blown the fuck away. All the comedians there. And then I'm sitting and I look up and I could not stop jumping up. And I'm like, motherfucker, you in town? Jordan walked in, yeah. Right? And I could not fucking believe he was there. I was like, they really got me good. And so I'm sitting there and then they was like, get up and dance. I'm like, I really don't want to dance because, you know, Ashley got her whole crew there. And fucking T.I. and Tiny walked in. And I actually pissed on myself a little bit.
You could see it in the video. Yeah, you could tell.
I was so fucking shocked because I just talked to him like a day before and nobody had mentioned anything. So I mean, I don't even know how they even fucking got him out. But I was so fucking blown away when he walked in. So it was really a fucking big surprise. So as I'm sitting there talking to T.I., and I didn't even fucking see Tiny because she's so fucking small in the video. And I was like, oh shit, I need to hug you too. And I was like, oh shit, I've got to stop this piss from running down my leg. Oh, fuck. And so then I'm sitting there with them, and then here come the cake. I was like, bitch, you still got this cake? But no. When I got ready to cut it, it was frozen. The bitch froze the fucking cake.
Nobody even ever got to eat it.
They ate it, and they said it was good. And I was like, I'm not eating that fucking cake. I know where the fuck that cake. It was almost, you remember that movie they did in Vegas with them? What was those guys?
The Hangover?
The Hangover. Yes. That's what that cake was like. And everybody, oh, this cake is so good. And I was like, bitch, did you tell them what that cake be? She's like, bitch, I ain't eating that cake. I said, I ain't eating that cake.
Drinking the water.
They was fucking that cake up. They were, oh, it's so good. And I was like, it is. I was like, that cake been on 4 flights in a trunk in everybody's refrigerator. I'm not eating that motherfucking cake.
Well, kudos to whoever made that cake because I've never traveled as good as that. I mean, that cake, you know, when you go, you're on a flight, it's just everything gets beat up.
I said, Quisha, I can't believe you brought that fucking cake out for the birthday. And then she's like, bitch, I glued the handle back on. Can you tell?
She glued the handle back onto the cake.
I said,
who wants some of the handle?
Everybody's been so careful about coronavirus.
Man, that
and that cake
was
that
contaminated.
Just coming
and they
in
was
glue
eating
on.
That motherfucker. They was eating it. I didn't eat one bit of that cake.
The cake had a mask.
Yeah, did you even vaccinate that cake?
It needed to be vaccinated. When I got
it
ready to cut it.
Another week, it would have had to have
walking around sponging up the virus.
Listen, when I got ready to cut it, I looked, I said, bitch, you froze the cake. No, you didn't freeze. She said, I had it froze. It was about to fall apart. It was so fucking hard. It was so fucking hard. The bitch froze the cake. She literally froze the fucking cake. And they ate the whole fucking cake.
It was great watching the videos. You look so happy. It looked like you had such a great time. And people made you feel really special for your birthday. It looked great.
It was a fun party. It was. I got, McCortland bought me a jacket. Debbie bought me some, everything that I couldn't wear. I don't know what made her think my feet was a size 7, but she bought me the cutest little fucking slides and some pajamas. So I got some nice gifts and we had a good fucking time. We really did. We had a good time.
Your family celebrates birthdays like nobody else I've ever...
That's black people.
Yeah, like...
And Quisha just kept giving me parties, and I'm like, Quisha, what the fuck? Please, okay, bitch, I'm not turning 49 every day.
Which was really hilarious, because Quisha was mad that,
yeah.
that Pat didn't do anything for her birthday when we surprised her on set.
The balloon arch.
Oh, yeah. I gave her an arch, and she bitched. She come up to the set, right, for her birthday, in her little whole outfit. Bitch, I know you didn't get me. I know you got me something. I said, bitch, get out here with that whole outfit. I didn't buy you shit, okay? And we're friends. I don't have to buy you shit. So, but I did buy something. But I didn't tell her that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to tell you what I buy you. Stop trying to force me to give you a gift, bitch. So I made her this big, because I couldn't really go all out because I was in quarantine.
Yeah, right.
And so I bought her this big ass arch, and they hid the balloon so good on set. And I bought her some red bottom shoes and a cape, which she was so fucking shocked. Because she kept saying, I know you got to get me. So I said, and then everybody else had just got her something. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not getting you shit. And so I started to buy rap gifts. So I bought, what did I buy? I bought Jordan a new computer because his computer was old. He had the same fucking Apple computer since he graduated high school.
Yeah.
He's so fucking cheap. So I was sick of that.
He definitely got enough money to buy a new computer.
Yeah, he definitely got it. I bought him a computer. But he shocked the shit out of me for my rap gift. He ended up buying me an ice maker. The little crushed ice maker that I wanted for Christmas. And I was like, what the fuck? It's upstairs right now. Make the Chick-fil-A ice.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah,
I
got an ice maker. And I was like, what the fuck made you buy me this?
It's not like a hard cube, but it's the little crispy edge.
Yeah.
The hospital ice.
The hospital ice, yeah. So I got that, and then I ended up getting a purse from everybody, which was really fucking nice. I got to tell you what the daddy on the show did for me for my birthday. He got me really good. You some bitch. So, we did an episode on the show, which was a birthday episode for me. And is this right word? Replicated? That mean a redo, right?
Replicated, yeah.
Yeah, he replicated the episode. So, oh. he went out and he bought me a Chanel purse, a fake Chanel purse. The way he did it, we kind of thought it was going to be real. And I'm saying to myself, this man is married. So I know he's not going to buy me a fucking real Chanel purse. And if he do, it's going to be a fucking problem. Because it costs about $6,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, they cost about $6,000. So I said, there's no way a married man is going to buy a Co-Star a real fucking Chanel purse. So when I get it in the mail, it's a Chanel purse. It's fake. I can tell right out the back it's fake. Inside it's a pair of earrings, a really nice pair of earrings, a couple pair of earrings. And I was so pissed off the pocketbook weren't real.
Even when you try to do something nice, you make a bad. This fake shit gonna give me a rash.
I wasn't home when it came. I said, my friend said, I don't think they're free. I said, nigga, I'm going to send you that purse back with some water in it. Don't you ever in your life send me no fake ass purse. But it was really nice because he replicated the episode.
Yeah.
And it was so sweet because he thought of something from the show. And it was the ideal of it. You know, he really put thought into it.
That episode is funny.
The episode was really funny, too. For him to even think of that, it was like one of the best gifts I received.
Yeah.
So I did get something from him and a couple other people. So it was good. It was really good.
It's great.
Yeah. And then I got a cake from my lawyer. My real husband didn't give me shit.
Really?
What kind of cake did your lawyer get you?
I don't know. I wasn't here to eat it. The kids ate it.
They ate it.
The lawyer said, Did you receive a gift? I said, yeah, you sent a cake to my house. Believe it's gone.
Did you at least get to see what it looked like?
Mm-mm. My husband didn't take it out of the box. He said, hey, somebody sent you something cold. It came with some ice. I put it in the refrigerator. I said, can you open it? See, it could be a fucking bomb. And he opened it. He said, oh, somebody sent you a cake. I think it was ice cream cake, and he cut it for the kids. I mean, I wasn't here. I wasn't going to come home. I was like at least 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to be here anyway.
It wasn't
so.
A Quisha cake, that's for sure.
No, it was not a cake with a passport. That fucking cake needed a goddamn passport.
Would you say this is definitely one of your best birthdays?
I would say that. And then she told me, she said, well, you're turning 50 next year. You should let me do your part. I said, no, Quisha. No. No.
Yes.
No.
You should totally...
She did a good job. Yeah. She really, even with me kind of knowing what was going on, I was still fucking blown away because I had no idea all those people. Because you know what was crazy? Because I said, Ashley, you're not going to come and go have some drinks for my birthday? She said, nah, me and my friends going to go hang out. And I was like, well, fuck you then, bitch. But they was all going to my party.
Right.
So everybody was leaving Quisha's shop and she got this little transgender guy who worked in her shop. So I said, you're not going to come have drinks with her? He's like, no, we're going to a drag show. So he was all in drags and heels and shit. And I was like, well, fuck y'all then. You know, they going to a drag show. They were dressed up as girls. And I get that, and this big motherfucker at my party. Cutting the rug. And they did it really good because everybody was at the shop like, nah, we going. Had no fucking clue that everybody was going where I was headed.
Are you the type that, like, my mom's this way, where it's like, oh, don't get me anything. No, I don't know.
No, I mean.
But then you better. You want people to be there. You want.
Well, if I would have known it was going to be like that, yeah, I would. I mean, I would have had, I mean, the place couldn't hold no more people. It was just too many fucking people now anyway. But, you know, it was a few people. I was like, why didn't they invite that person? Why? But it was so such last minute. They was just trying to get so many people out on a Tuesday night. They still did a fucking phenomenal job.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking fun. It was so good. It was good to see a lot of people that I hadn't seen in a while.
Was it a lot of friends from, like, Atlanta? Was it actors?
Friends from Atlanta. Like, some people had been in movies. Jordan knew a lot of people. You know, I think the biggest stars was Debbie and T.I. But just people that I knew from Atlanta that Ashley got in touch with that came through.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
That's awesome.
And Quisha bought the whole fucking club out with food and beer. And I mean, they just kept bringing food and kept bringing alcohol. And it was so sweet because, you know, I only drank the wine from Olive Garden. So they had plenty of that shit. They had plenty of fucking Olive Garden.
I got an $800 cake and a $6 bottle of wine from Olive Garden.
That's very thoughtful, though. That's very sweet.
And it was really fucking good. I mean, she got me really good. I mean, if I'm not taping next year or whatever, her birthday come out, I have to really plan something for her. But I think I got her really good, too. Because, I mean, I'm not into, like, really planning parties and shit. Well, other than the party I was going to plan for my husband.
Which was going to be spectacular.
It was going to be spectacular. I actually just got my deposit back.
Did you really?
Yeah, I need to sell all that shit I bought.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, it was going to be a Game of Thrones party.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a wedding.
Had a website, had, like, costumes made.
I had costume made.
I said, what you gonna be? I said, at home. I'm not dressing up for this. She was like, you gotta dress up. She showed me some outfits. I said, Pat, I don't want. First of all, I didn't want to wear any of that. Shit looked heavy as fuck.
It was like a medieval type.
It was like straight up out of the show. It's like, my favorite character dies. I don't want to put that on.
But it was gonna be beautiful.
I was gonna fillet my penis. You guys haven't seen the show, have you?
You know what?
We weren't going to be able to see that.
Just you saying that just made me want
to
go home.
Out.
Like, I want to go home.
We was not going to see that thing if you filleted.
What? What?
That thing's so small.
It was a mini fillet.
What season does that happen in?
It's Ramsay, right? 5, 6. It's yeah.
You Game of Thrones fans? Yeah. But yeah, I had bought all of that. I bought the backdrop. It was so pretty.
It was so good.
The video was amazing.
Yeah.
You had a trailer.
You made for the party.
Oh yeah, I made a trailer video for the party. Did you make that? No, I made a trailer video for the party. I had it worked out.
What'd you do with all that alcohol?
Still upstairs and all Junebug didn't steal and drink. I had a shit ton of alcohol.
Because I think you might have said it on the show, when you put on your rider.
Everywhere we went, there was a bottle of liquor waiting.
Patron, everything.
Yeah, because if you have a certain name, you can request certain items. It's called your rider. And so she would request a bottle of Patron.
Everything.
Yeah.
I had many a bottle of liquor in my luggage.
Yes. I was getting liquor for days. I was not going to buy alcohol. I could tell you that. All I was going to buy was beer and food.
Yeah.
And I had a caterer. I was going to get a singer. I had a trap violinist. I had a
trap violinist?
Yeah, they call them trap violinists.
What is a trap violinist?
They play trap music, rap music. They're very fucking popular now.
All right, I got to look this up.
A trap violinist.
Oh, they're huge in Atlanta. You never heard of a trap violinist? Oh, they're fucking huge. You guys never heard of a trap violinist?
No.
Oh, my God, they're the shit.
When I think of violins, trap music isn't the first thing to come to mind.
Oh, no, they're at every fucking party. Watch this. Go to Instagram. They're fucking huge.
I know there's a black dude who plays the violin and has made a bunch of videos. I've seen a few on Facebook.
No.
Where he does remixes to songs with the violin, and he's amazing. Apparently, that guy he was on DMX's last album. The guy that I'm thinking of, I don't know what his name is.
Watch this. Trap violinist. They gets it, too. I was getting ready to hire one of those. Yeah, he got one right here. You ain't seen it. Y'all ain't seen this. This is huge.
Sounds like
in the lab.
Irish folk dance mashed up with trap music.
This beat, they are the fuck. And it's I mean,
it's like
I don't
about
know.
A hip St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, girl, won't you give me some of that pussy so I can play with my violin? I love how creative black people are.
Yeah.
Black folks are creative.
We will shit on your classical instruments like nobody's business. Hey, y'all will think that y'all have something for let a nigga get a hold of a what's the fucking thing you smash together? What's that?
The accordion?
Yeah, let a nigga get a hold of an accordion and give him some studio time so he can do his 45-year-old rap album.
45, like a 45.
When I turn 45, I'm going to start rapping. Believe that.
I used to work at a CD duplication place, and those guys would come in all the time.
9 more years, baby.
And you tell them.
I'm going to be smashing the box. It's going to be the name of my first album. Smashing the box with my fucking accordion.
That's what
it
we
always
do.
Sounds like shit, no matter how good you play. Sure. That and bagpipes.
Yes.
Oh, we'll dance to anything. I like. Do you ever see the kids online dancing to any kind of music?
I've been seeing a lot lately those videos where they play like 7 or 8 songs and you gotta hold your hands up and if you know it, you put a finger down and then don't nobody know the fucking songs. It's just a bunch of young people listening to 80s and 90s R&B and just makes me feel real old.
And they don't know it?
They don't. No, one dude didn't know Casey and JoJo's All My Life. I was like, nigga, I'm just about to kill myself. Just shoot myself in the face. Everybody knows that song. And he's like, I never heard this before.
Are you serious?
I was like, dude.
God damn, I feel old if a nigga don't know who Casey and JoJo is.
It's not like they were, you know, some obscure group. They were like the mainstay of the 90s. They're one of the most popular.
I went to go see them one time. And they were so high, they didn't even come out.
I can believe
at the
that.
Amphitheater. And everybody was so fucking mad. They were so high that they didn't even come out. And it was like the main attraction.
I can believe that. That's why I hate concerts. Every concert I've been to, somebody I really, really wanted to see has disappointed me. Minus Neo, Lil Wayne, and Chris Brown. That concert was off the chain. But I went and saw Bone. Nigga, one of them wasn't there. Two of them was drunk. Only the fat nigga was rapping good. And I was just like, man, they didn't come. The concert was supposed to start at 11 o'clock. These niggas didn't get on the stage until 2:45. They had everybody in they stable on stage rapping and dancing and jumping around and carrying. And I was just sitting up there.
I want to. That's something Lauryn Hill do, too. But I wouldn't. One time I was out performing, and K. Michelle was at this club, and I got in free, and thank God I got in free. And she was supposed to come on at 11 o'clock. And I think I waited around to about 12:30, and I was like, ah, bitch, I'm not staying up this late for nobody. I left that motherfucker. I left. They said that bitch didn't come on like 2:30. 3 o'clock. I'm sorry, but you should never have your fans wait. What the it don't even take you that long as a black woman starting off butt naked with no hair and no eyelashes that long to get ready. And you can start at 11 o'clock. I would never have nobody that long waiting on me. I would feel bad as an individual knowing that you bought tickets to see me and I give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
Because you gave a fuck about, you spent your hard-earned money mm-hmm. to see me, and then it's already starting late, and you left your kids or your family, whatever the fuck you had to do to come out and see me, and then I got the audacity to be late and not give a fuck about your time, I would never come see you again.
Yeah, you.
I would never spend my hard-earned, fuck you and your kids, and I don't give a fuck if you ever have to eat again.
I didn't realize that was like a common thing. I don't go to concerts, so like, is that like a common thing that a lot of people just leave people waiting?
Some of them do. It just depends really on like the
individual.
Yeah, I've heard of like rock groups starting late.
Yeah.
Like being high. When I went to go see Beyonce, she didn't fucking start late.
No, that's why she's Beyonce.
That bitch started. Now she had the whole Atlanta crew in front of her. Everybody did a little something. T.I. came out. But it was also like a little icing to the cake, too. Because every city she went to, and there was a local famous rapper, DJ Khaled, I think, was emceeing it. She let everybody went up. So that day, T.I. came out. Big Boy came out. Big Mike,
Killer Mike
came out, and so you got a little extra with Atlanta, so you was kind of happy. Yeah. And then Beyonce came out there and destroyed that motherfucker. When I went to go see Fantasia, her and Anthony Hamilton didn't start late. If you start late, you would never get my motherfucking money again.
Yeah,
it was. I was so disappointed because I went with my brother. He's a huge Bone fan, and he's like, my other brother couldn't go, so he didn't want to go by himself. So I was like, yeah, I'll go, because I had already known concerts be on some bullshit. I had been to a few other concerts. The main act played for like 35 minutes. This nigga had 3 albums out and was doing covers. I was so fucking mad. I was like, motherfucker, you got 3 whole goddamn albums out. You working on a new one. And this nigga played for 35 minutes doing covers. And he was letting niggas in the front row sing.
Oh, that's the worst.
I was so motherfucking pissed off. I was like, never again. So I went to the concert with my brother. And literally, they had like 6 or 7 artists before they even... I don't even think they got there until like 1 o'clock. I don't even think they were. I think that's why all these other artists were performing.
Waiting on these niggas to show up. Well, I guess when people just really, either they high or they just feel like they're really fucking famous.
Yeah, when I've read about like rock stars, it's always that they're on, one of them's on heroin and they're too high to go out.
Lazy Bone was drunk off his ass. The nigga could barely stand up.
Just so, like, I think the reason you've gotten ahead is Miss Pat is you're one of the most professional, if not the most professional person I've ever met. The other person is my boss, Tom, in the Radio Hall of Fame. Like, you nobody cares more about his fans than him. And same with you. Like, I just can't imagine like fucking off, going to Taco Bell or getting high and like giving a bad show. Like,
I give a fuck. I get there early. People are like, but you the headliner, you here 2 hours. I don't give a fuck. My motto is, hey, somebody might want to fucking kill themselves that day. Somebody might want to go rob the store, fuck up the traffic. So if you want to do that 2 hours before I get there, I'm already there. So I'm already there. I'm waiting on the fans to get there. At least the fans ain't waiting on me to get there.
Yeah.
You don't know who the fuck want to ram their car up into somebody's ass that day. You don't know who the fuck having a bad day. Because somebody just going to fuck up some. And now you stuck in that traffic that you ain't have shit to do about because you decided to leave 30 minutes before. I always leave 1 hour to 2 hours early. And I just sit in the green room. And if they ain't got no green room, I sit in my motherfucking car and just people watch.
Yeah.
I just always train myself like that. I hate being
sometimes
late.
Sometimes the people watching is better than the show. Look at this motherfucker right here.
Yeah.
Talking shit. I be out there talking shit sometime. But sometimes, I mean, it's just a peace of mind. I hate being fucking late. And that's why I don't do shit like that.
Yeah.
I see you wrapping it up. And maybe I ain't ready to stop talking to you yet, white boy.
Well, we could do a couple more.
Yeah.
I want to keep talking to you too.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
I don't want to be in the middle of y'all tennis match. Hurt my neck.
No, no, we're not fighting. Everything's fine, Dion.
Y'all so stupid. Okay, we're going to wrap this up before Chris Peary come on. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.